integral for the success of this program. What a gesture by Ted.
Yeah, has he ever been integral? Just amazing people, Ted and Mary Kellner. BadgersBuildingChampions.com, by the way, the website. If you want to get involved with the new indoor practice facility. In the meantime, we play on at Camp Randall Stadium. First and 10 for the Buckeyes at their own 24-yard line. Double wide to the right. Henderson is the running back. Snap to McCord. Looks right. Throws right. And that is caught by Julian Fleming. Covered up right away by Ricardo Hallman at the 29-yard line. And Fleming popped up, didn't look terribly comfortable, and I think he's going to come off. Yes, he is. So I'll check out the Ohio State wide receiver, Carnell Tate. Good-looking freshman out of Chicago. We'll check in.
Yeah, we'll give that all day. Just make sure you're tackling and not allowing anything after the catch.
Marvin Harrison, wide right, motions to the left. Hallman is on him on that side of the field. For the Ohio State 29, second down, handoff Henderson off the right side. Nothing doing. Badgers are there defensively, led by Alexander Smith. And it's third and five for the Buckeyes at their 29-yard line.
Gio Paez, Thompson, really nice job of not allowing Ohio State's guys to get a little bit of push. We've seen a little bit of that where we're seeing secondary guys having to make solo tackles. That time, really nice job of building that wall up front. And now we finally get Ohio State in a third and five situation.
Fleming back in. He is wide left. Stover slot left. Two receivers to the right, including Marvin Harrison. Now Travion Henderson motions out wide to the left. Empty backfield. Snap to McCord. Four-man rush. McCord whips it right side wide of the target. Intended for Harrison. Blanket coverage provided by Ricardo Hallman. And Ohio State is forced to punt.
Oh, great job by Jung Mehta. He was picked up by a back, but he didn't allow himself to get blocked. And what he did is he did a little shimmy move and got to the quarterback, forcing that throw a little bit earlier. And Hallman with another nice job of covering Maserati Marv.
It's two.
It's two. Think I get to 10? I hope not.
I hope not. Jesse Mirko on to punts. From Perth, Australia. Jim Ray DK deep at the Wisconsin 26-yard line. Snap to Mirko. Kick in the air, and it turns over. DK will catch at the 29-yard line, bending to his right, has some space across the 30, 35, 40, 45, 50. Timbray, 45, inside the 40-yard line of Ohio State, near the 35. And Timbray DK electrifies the crowd here in Madison. 37-yard return from Timbray DK.
And most importantly, they're really nice job by Chim. I thought he may have fair caught it, but he decided to stick with it. And Wisconsin not blocking in the back. There are a couple of opportunities. Both guys put their arms up, made sure not to clip, not to do anything, and allowed that punt return, which is much needed. A little jolt here. Give the offense a short field to go down and try to get some points.
Two receivers left, one on the right. Skyler Bell slot left from the Ohio State 36-yard line. First and 10. Snap to Lock. Fakes the handoff to Braylon. Shoots one deep left side, and it's incomplete. Intended for C.J. Williams, who was covered tightly by Davison Igbinosin. Down to the 5-yard line of the far side. Second and 10. 4:50 left in the first quarter. It's 3-0 Ohio. Ohio State.
Yeah, that was really good coverage. Looked like a little bit of a double move there by Williams, not biting on it, staying there, really kept his head up. But I love where Phil Longo's head's at. He's going to see one-on-one coverage, and we're going to give our guys chances to make plays.
Skyler Bell in motion right to left, second and 10 at the Ohio State 36-yard line. Bell now motions right. Lock fakes the handoff to Allen, flips it right side for Skyler Bell, who fights his way to the 31-yard line of Ohio State. Cody Simon, a linebacker, senior out of Jersey City, New Jersey, on the tackle. Third and five, Wisconsin at the Ohio State 31-yard line.
Yeah, I like that play. A little eye candy. You get your quarterback out of the pocket. You get the ball out. And Bryson Green did a nice job of kind of sealing his guy, letting you pick up five.
Three receivers left, one on the right for the Ohio State 31-yard line. Third down and five. A little movement up front, but Ohio State gets back. Couple of D linemen, it jumps. They were able to get back. Play clock is at 7. DK, Bell, and Pauling to the left. C.J. Williams to the right. Play clock is at 2. At 1. Got to go. And they did not. Boy, a couple of missed chances there. You had the defensive ends jumping, and they didn't snap it. And then Wisconsin guilty of the delay, and now it's third and 10 at the Ohio State 36-yard line.
Yeah, so I am a big opponent in the second half of taking timeouts early. But in the first half, especially in the first quarter, in this type of game when you're in scoring position, you see it's a little bit mumbled. I wouldn't have minded grabbing a timeout there, not giving up those 5 yards.
Bell slot right, motions to the left, three receivers that side of the field. C.J. Williams wide to the right. Snap to Locke, back to throw. Brayden fires over the middle, high pass, incomplete, intended for Will Pauling. Lathan Ransom on the coverage, ball overthrown. And it's 4th and 10 now, Wisconsin, at the Ohio State 36 with 3:36 left in the first quarter. And on comes Nathaniel Vakos and the field goal team. Vakos, his long this year is 52. Last year at Ohio, he hit one from 55. This will be a 54-yard try. Right hash mark. Wind, no factor. Peter Bowden will snap. Gavin Myers will hold. Here's the snap. Ball down. Kick is away, and it won't have enough, and it's wide left anyway. Way wide left. So a big punt return had Wisconsin in business, but the Badgers come up empty on the possession, and we'll take a break. Menards is a proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. 3:32 left in the first quarter. Ohio State 3, Wisconsin nothing. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hey folks, Matt's Matt for Brew Pub, lots of matzo pizza. Halloween is right around the corner, and while you're putting your finishing touches on making your princess look cute, or your superhero a world protector, a delicious Brew Pub, lots of matzo pizza should be in the oven. So much award-winning moonlit mozzarella cheese, it's scary. Boo. Premium meat and veggie toppings that'll make you scream. Plus, a bold, delicious sauce that even Count Dracula loves. Wait, is that sauce on your chin, or... Snag a Brew Pub pizza today from the grocery store for a spooktacular time.
From Dane to Foles.
He's gone!
And Gordon to Taylor.
Touchdown, Wisconsin!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
At Amory Slumberland, come and check out our fall sale with products being up to 50% off in-store and online. See our selection of mirrors, recliners, sofas, dining room chairs, and more. Make sure to check out the Sealy Spruce mattresses starting as low as $179. Learn more about our fall sales event and our clearance section at slumberland.com or call Amory Slumberland Furniture at 715-268-8149. That's 715-268-8149. Amory Slumberland Furniture, your one-stop shop for all furniture needs.
Matt, if your last doctor appointment was scheduled by your mom, it might be time to contact St. Croix Health and be seen by one of our primary care providers. Why? Preventative care can help identify problems before they become big problems. Our primary care providers are here for you, and our specialists, including urology, cardiology, and orthopedics, are here to help you stay healthy and active. St. Croix Health's mission is to help you live a healthier, happier, and longer life. Call today to schedule your appointment. 1-800-828-3627.
Wisconsin football is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine. The healthcare team for the Badgers are proud sponsors of UW Athletics. 3:32 left in the first quarter. 3-0 Ohio State leads Wisconsin as we check in again with Patrick.
You guys have called Ricardo Hallman's name a few times guarding Marvin Harrison Jr., and he's a great story. About a year ago at this time, Michigan State got the best of him. Jaden Reed specifically did. And he was essentially benched for the last few games of last season. But Coach Fickell said recently that he is such a ball hawk and has learned how to watch tape, and it is coming big for him. Against Rutgers, when he had that 95-yard interception touchdown return, that was off a play that they had seen on tape. He jumped the route, made the play. So far, he's off to a good start tonight, too.
Yes, he is. And they're going to need him in a big way tonight. All those guys in the secondary from the Ohio State 37, first and 10. They fake the end around to Johnson. This time McCord with a shot play. Right side hangs up in the air for Fleming, and he cannot hang on. Inside the 20-yard line, Hallman and Latu on the coverage as they took a shot on Rico there, and Fleming again limping a bit as he makes his way to the Ohio State sideline.
Give Latu a ton of credit for going through and really drilling him as he put his arms up in the air to kind of break that up.
Second and 10, Ohio State from its own 37-yard line. Two receivers right, Donnell Tate to the left. Here's the handoff. Trevion Henderson trying the left side. Turns it back inside or across the 40-yard line. Got wrapped up by the linebacker Jake Cheney at the 41 on a gain of four. And it's third and six for the Buckeyes with 3:10 left in the opening quarter. 3-0 Ohio State.
C.J. Getz did a great job of getting in the backfield again, kind of getting him having to shuffle and stop his feet. And that allowed Wisconsin's defense to swarm and get him down on the ground.
Marvin Harrison slot to the right. Tate wide left. Snap to McCord. Back to throw. Four-man rush. McCord throws it right side. Hangs it up there for Harrison. And he makes the catch inside the 40. Bouncing inside the 30, I should say. Down near the 25 of Wisconsin. Big-time throw and catch. McCord to Marvin Harrison Jr. They'll mark at the 24 of Wisconsin, first and 10 for Ohio State.
That's just a big-time catch. Came through a little bit of contact in the end of the route. McCord put it out there for his player to go make a play, and he did.
Xavier Johnson, slot left, motions to the right. Henderson to the left of Kyle McCord for the Wisconsin 24-yard line, first and 10. Movement up front as Kurt Neal working the nose. Running into the center in the Wisconsin native, Carson Hinsman. They'll try to sell that Hinsman flinch, but I don't think they're going to get
offside,
and they won't.
Defense number 92 with contact. 5-yard penalty, first down.
So make it first and five for Ohio State at the 19-yard line of Wisconsin.
Yeah, Ohio State's doing a little with their guard because it's loud. It's a great atmosphere in here. They're trying to do a little arm, and he fake tapped it there. Neal thought he was going to snap it, jump the count, and unfortunately lose five.
They'll go empty in the backfield. Three receivers left, two on the right. Trevion Henderson slot to the right. From the 19 of Wisconsin, snap to McCord. Four-man rush, plenty of time. Pop fly right side, end zone, incomplete. Just beyond Henderson. Got his hands on it, couldn't pull it in. Jake Cheney on the coverage. Second and five, Ohio State at the Wisconsin 19.
That was a great throw by McCord. They had a nice little route concept. Got Cheney one-on-one with their back. Dropped it in the bucket right for him to catch it. And fortunately, it slipped through his fingers at the last second.
Second down and five. Cade McDonald now in the defensive line, along with Ben Barton and Darian Varner. Jometa and Turner, the linebackers, as Cheney checks out. Harrison wide right, loops in motion to the left. Here's the handoff. Trevion Henderson hits off the left side, diving inside the 15. Looks like they'll mark at the 15, a yard short of the stick. Third down and one coming up with a minute 40 left of the first quarter. 3-0 Ohio State.
Ohio State pulled their right guard, pulled their right tackle, got a little flow going that way. And I think it was Piotrowski did a nice job of keeping in there, getting stand down, and was able to get him down short of the first down.
So here we go, third and one for the Buckeyes. They are 3 of 6 so far in this game. It's still a minute 18 left in the first quarter.
Play clock's at zero. What are we doing here?
Yeah, I think they wanted that re-racked here. Okay. Boy, Ryan Day is
He's
got to watch it here. He might get 15.
Yeah,
he
needs to get up.
He needs that get back coach in a big way right now. Wow. I was assuming they were going to reset the play clock.
I looked over and I thought, boy, that was quick. And we'll take it. We gave them five on our third and five. Now, same thing. Here we go. Yeah, he is not a happy camper.
So they get third and six, Ohio State, at the Wisconsin 20-yard line. And now the officials step in again.
Apparently, after the previous play, the game clock was correct. The play clock, however, only set to 25. We're going to place the ball at the previous spot, and it will be third down from the previous spot.
Luke Fickell getting that very explanation right now. It seemed
it
was quick.
I'd love to sit here and say that's BS and everything else, but I think they got it right. I was not going to argue if they didn't get it right, but I looked at it, I thought, whoa, that was quick, and it turns out it was.
Yep. So Omega third and one all over again at the 15-yard line of Wisconsin.
Could have thrown 15-yard penalty on him.
Yeah, he could have. But
acting very petulant over there on the sideline.
First petulant reference of the night. Darnell Tate Up tight to the right, Xavier Johnson to the left. McCord takes handoff. Henderson, and he got rocked. Oh, my goodness, what a hit.
Oh, flagged.
And a penalty marker flies.
I'm going to try to go helmet to helmet here. That was a violent hit by Thompson.
A Cincinnati, Ohio native, James Thompson Jr., here comes the call.
After the play, a sportsmanlike conduct, taunting, defense, number 94. Half the distance to the goal, automatic, first down.
Wow.
Let's take
Gio
a look
Paez,
at this.
The guilty party, and this is worth another look. What a massive break for Ohio State there. James Thompson Jr. just brought it. And Gio Paez got right in his face. You just can't do that.
You can't. Man, we want these guys playing with a lot of emotion. You didn't headbutt him. I get it. It's letter of the law.
Oof.
It is a big moment in the game. You have to be more disciplined, and he did go over there. Oh, what a play by Thompson.
First and goal, Ohio State at the 8. McCord under center, takes the snap, fakes the handoff, rolls to his right. Peterson in pursuit. McCord throwing, and it's picked off. Yes, sir! Preston Zachman in the end zone with the INT. Only the second interception thrown this season by Kyle McCord, and a monster play turned in by the safety, Preston Zachman.
Give Peterson credit for continuing to string that play out, force that throw, and great job by just staying in front, undercutting that route, and picking it off. We needed that after that foolish penalty right before, and to get out of here without giving up points. Kudos to this defense.
What a play by Zachman to get a foot down and secure the ball through the process of the catch. I feel pretty good about this. They're going to take a look.
It was under further review.
The only thing that makes me nervous, Matt, is there looked like a little bit of a juggle as he was going down, but hopefully he had possession before that.
We'll take a look. Young man out of Pennsylvania.
Okay.
He's got a foot down.
Yep.
He's good there. You know, as he falls to the turf, you got to maintain through the process. And it looks pretty good to me here through the Badger goggles.
Foot's down.
Foot is good.
Yeah, we're good.
We're good.
Yeah, we're good. Quick good, too. There we go. Let's rock and roll.
After review, the ruling on the field is confirmed.
Yeah.
Interception, first down.
Never a doubt.
Preston Zachman was on a high school team that outscored the opponents his senior year like by about 80 points a game. It was ridiculously good, the high school team he was on. And he just made a ridiculously big play for Wisconsin. And the Badgers have it first and 10 at their own 20. 31 seconds left of the first quarter. 3-0 Ohio State. Snap to Braden Locke. Hands off to Braylon Allen. Hits the left side of the line and gets about 3. Jack Sawyer, the defensive end, on the tackle. And what could be the final play of the first quarter. We have 20 seconds left in it. For a 3-0 game, we have had a ton going on.
A lot of action, a lot of turnover. With 3 turnovers already through. Wisconsin with 1, and Wisconsin is forced to, keeping us in this football game. So hang on to your hats. It's been fun, and I think it's going to get more fun.
We are through 15 minutes here in Madison. Wisconsin football brought to you by Rail Transport, offering truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. At the end of 1, Ohio State 3, Wisconsin nothing. Back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
calling it early. Kohl's is the best place to shop for gifts. I got a Sephora beauty set for under $50. Then I scored a cute sweater for just $24.99 and saved big on a Ninja pressure cooker. Plus, I got 20% off some of my finds, $10 off because I spent over $50 and earned Kohl's cash. So hurry to Kohl's and thank me later. Select styles, Sephora coupons, and Kohl's cash do not apply. Some exclusions apply. Offers end October 29th. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Have you thanked a farmer today? Wisconsin's nearly 65,000 farms contribute over $104 billion annually to our state's economy and over 435,000 jobs. Please join the University of Wisconsin as we host our 10th annual Celebrate Agriculture game on November 11th against Northwestern. Sponsored by Cleary Building Corp, Culver's, Case IH, Wisconsin Corn, Compeer Financial, and Gaia. Thank you to our sponsors for making the Celebrate Agriculture game possible.
We're through a quarter at Camp Randall Stadium in Madison. Mike Heller with a quick scoreboard update. Ohio State leads the Badgers 3-0. Elsewhere, all the Big Ten action is now done. Minnesota beat Michigan State 27-12. Nebraska at home beat Purdue 31-14. Penn State with a couple of late scores hold off Indiana 33-24 is the final there. And Northwestern beat Maryland 33-27. That means Nebraska, Iowa, and Minnesota are all 3-2 in the Western Division of the Big Ten. Wisconsin 3-1, pending the result here tonight. Matt?
All right, a logjam in the West. Calling all Badger fans, America Family Insurance wants you and one friend to experience a Badger football and basketball game like VIPs. Enter the Badger Dream Game Days sweepstakes today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin. 3-0, Ohio State leads the Badgers. We start the second quarter. Wisconsin will have a second and 7 at its 23-yard line, now moving south to north, right to left as we view it.
Yeah, I think you look at that first quarter, and if you said, well, we're going to turn the football over, we're going to have a penalty and take points off the board. I know we still tried a 54-yarder. You'd think, uh-oh. But I think what you've seen is Wisconsin's defense has risen up to the challenge. So far, they've limited what Harrison, he had the one big play, and now you're sitting here, you get the ball back with an opportunity here. Second and 7, you have to sustain some drives here because you're asking a lot of your defense so far. You need a big play. I don't care if it comes from Braylon, if it comes from a throw down the sideline. I think right now this offense needs a little jolt, a little spark.
They'll come out with Will Pauling and C.J. Williams to the right, Chimray D.K. to the left. And the Badgers just 30 yards of offense in that first quarter compared to a buck 18 for Ohio State, but it's just a 3-0 lead for Ryan Day's Ohio State squad. On second down and 7, snap to Lock, fakes the handoff to Braylon, tight pocket and buzzed one over the middle, incomplete, intended for Will Pauling. Coverage from Lathan Ransom, and also dropping back was the linebacker Steel Chambers. And it's third down and 7 for the Badgers at their 23-yard line.
Ohio State is not, they're bringing everybody. There is a lot of bodies that are coming at Braden Locke and going to force him to make a decision probably earlier than he wants. So he has to know where he's going to go with the football. And he's going to have to be accurate with it. This defense poses a big challenge for this Wisconsin offense.
Locke 1-for-6 so far through the air. Will Pauling slot left, starts in motion to the right, now breaks back the other way on third down and 7. Snap to Locke, back to throw. Guns it left side, and it's incomplete. A little bit behind Will Pauling. He was available. They're unable to connect at the 31-yard line. Would have been a yard beyond the stick. But instead, it's fourth down and 7, and the Badgers punting from their 23-yard line.
Yeah, he did throw it a little bit behind him. You'd hope that you can make an adjustment at it. But the guys up front did a nice job of picking up Ohio State's blitz package. Braden Locke has to make a little bit better throw, but that went right through the hands of Will Pauling.
Jaden Ballard deep for Ohio State at the Buckeyes' 36-yard line. Atticus Bertram's on the punt. Gets the snap, steps up, and the freshman sends it on its way and steers it away. Didn't hit it well at all, actually. I was going to say steered it away from Ballard, but that just was not a good hit from Bertram's as they are still walking, and now they'll mark it at the 48-yard line of Ohio State. Just a 29-yard punt. So good field position for the Buckeyes. 17 seconds gone by in the second quarter. It's 3-0. Ohio State leads Wisconsin.
Yeah, and if you're going to pull off an upset of this magnitude, and Ohio State heavily favored coming in here, your special teams, you need to be special. You know that what you're up against with Ohio State's defense and your offense. Chim with a great punt return, but we've kicked one out of bounds, and now a very short punt there. That's something, obviously, Wisconsin needs to be better at.
Marvin Harrison slot to the left. Pistol formation. Henderson behind McCord. As the junior quarterback gets him organized. Still plenty of time. 15 on the play clock. Now the snap to McCord. Hands off Henderson. Big hole up the middle. 50, 45-yard line. Down to the 42 of Wisconsin. Austin Brown, the safety, up to make the tackle. And that's a 10-yard run. First and 10, Ohio State. At the Wisconsin 42-yard line.
Just a simple zone play to the right. That means Ohio State's offensive line, all of them are taking a step with their right outside foot, and they all got movement. And that was a parting of the seas in the middle of Wisconsin's defense. Way too much space.
Arnell Tate, G. Scott come out to the left. Xavier Johnson slot right. Wide right is Marvin Harrison. In the 42 of Wisconsin, first and 10. Johnson now motions into the backfield. He is to the left of the quarterback. Henderson's to the right of the QB. And rolling left is McCord. Drops it off. Henderson catches outside the numbers. And he is spun down by Hunter Waller at the 41-yard line of Wisconsin. Gain of just a yard. Second down and 9.
Yeah, there was a hold off the edge. That was, again, Wisconsin's defense was stringing it out. I don't know how you missed that. It was a form tackle. Oh, I don't know if that was Hunter Waller that ended up with the tackle, but that was as easy of a 10-yard holding penalty as I've ever seen.
Yeah, 76,000 people here saw it. Second down and 9, Ohio State at the Wisconsin 41-yard line. Minute and a half gone by, second quarter, 3-0 Ohio State. Harrison wide right, now starts to motion to the formation. McCord under center, a play fake, drops the throw, has plenty of time, checks it down. Henderson catches at the 40, up the sideline, 35-yard line, rams his way close to the first down. They'll mark, it looks like, just inside the 33 of Wisconsin, third down, less than a yard.
That was an instance where you know where number 18 was. Wisconsin had everybody going with him, left that underneath a little flank route, a little shovel outside to on the left-hand side. All kinds of space. Wisconsin did a good job of rallying there to get him in a third and one here.
The look of a quarterback sneak here from McCord. He'll do just that. Little tush push, and he'll get the first down at the 31 of Wisconsin. Tush push, brotherly shove, whatever you want to call it. It's a first and 10 for Ohio State.
Yeah, Ohio State brought everybody in there, and there's a lot of space there, and that one of the things when you're looking at that from a defensive standpoint, you want to load up and try and stop that, but you also, with the speed and athleticism that Ohio State has, you do that, they run a toss crack or they do something, big play potential, so you're kind of trying to balance what that right fit is.
Chip Tranum stays in there at running back. Harrison wide right, Tate wide left. Tate motions now, lines up slot on the right side. McCord in the shotgun on first and 10 for the 31-yard line. Back to throw, steps up into the pocket, throws over the middle. That's caught by G. Scott, and he is wrapped up right away by Muma Jungmeta, but it should be another first down just outside the 20-yard line of Wisconsin. G. Scott, a junior tight end out of Washington, Seattle, Washington. First and 10, just outside the 20 of Wisconsin. 11:45 left in the half, 3-0 Ohio State.
That brought Zachman off of the edge, and Ohio State's tailback did a fantastic job of picking him up, mirroring him. It gave him all kinds of time to make that throw.
Chip Tranum remains the running back. Xavier Johnson wing on the right, Harrison wide right, Tate out to the left. McCord under center, takes a snap, hands to Tranum up the middle, and he'll fight his way down to the 16-yard line. Jake Chaney on the stop. Gain of 4, second down and 6.
Now, I like what Tressel's doing. He's seeing what's happening with Ohio State running the football, and they're bringing safeties not just into the box, bringing him off the edge. There, Hunter Waller came screaming off the edge, made a diving, sweeping attempt on his legs, was unable to get him down, but at least kind of slowed him up a little bit. I think those safeties, we're going to need to see plays in the backfield, impact plays to possibly create some turnovers.
McCord gets them organized. Harrison out wide to the right. Play clock is at 5. Ball at the 16 of Wisconsin. Second down and 6. Snap to McCord out of the shotgun. Back to throw. Over the middle as Harrison. 15, 10, 5. Harrison in zone. Touchdown, Ohio State. Marvin Harrison gets into the end zone, first touchdown of the night, and it's 9-0 Buckeyes early in the second quarter.
Yeah, I know people are saying, well, how can you let him get so wide open, and how can you let him do all this? He's a special talent, and this play took a long time to develop. There was a little bit of a pick by Ohio State on Jung Mehta, who was in that, supposed to be in that area of the zone. That knocking him off was enough to give Harrison way too much space to maneuver and walk in for a relatively easy touchdown.
Similar looking play that got him a touchdown last week against Penn State. Jaden Fielding on for the PAT, and it is good. A 7-play, 52-yard drive. It took 4:07, so Ohio State took full advantage of very good field position, and we have a timeout here in Madison. Badger fans, visit uwbadgers.com/contest to enter for your chance to be the Culver's VIP family at a UW football game this season. Families will be selected for the chance to compete for cash on the field at halftime. That's uwbadgers.com/contest. 10:36 left in the half, Ohio State 10, Wisconsin nothing. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Relationships.
Building them.
Making them last a lifetime.
Since 1978, Clary has worked to develop true relationships with you, our customers. Hi, I'm Sean Clary, president of Clary Building Corp. Relationships are what drive our success. So whether you are looking at storage for your toys or a new egg building, we hope to exceed your expectations each time we serve you. We are here for every stage of your life. Build your dreams today at clarybuilding.com.
Jump around with the Badgers right here. This is Badger football from Learfield.
If you've decided that your roof replacement can't wait any longer, call Crum Exteriors, the Kanger Roof Experts. You'll get an upfront price before any work begins, a team that keeps you informed at every step, and a beautiful home that you and your neighbors will enjoy for decades. Crum Exteriors featuring Kanger Roof. We hop to it. 715-246-6090. CrumExteriors.com.
At Balsam Lake Ace Hardware and Rental, we have something for everyone, including some of the best brands. Milwaukee, Steel, Traeger, Weber, and Big Green Egg. And everything you need for your painting project. Plus our large sporting goods selection. We can help make your hunt successful this season. Check out our rental services too at BalsamLakeHardware.com or call Balsam Lake Ace Hardware at 715-485-3267. 715-485-3267. Balsam Lake Ace Hardware, 907 Frontage Road. Ace is a place with the helpful hardware folks.
Kyle McCord with a 16-yard touchdown pass to Marvin Harrison Jr. And with 10:36 left in the first half, it's now 10-0. Ohio State leads Wisconsin.
Yeah, I was maybe a little more harsh on that pick play than I thought. Jung Mehta was in the middle, and I think he needed to be in that position. And he actually initiated some contact. So as much as I'd love to sit here and say, oh, Ohio State ran an illegal pick play, Harrison is a tough cover for everybody. But when you're running him and you're not allowing him where you just put him out on one spot, they're going to move him all over the place and challenge everybody from Wisconsin to cover. And that time we were not up to the challenge.
Second catch for Harrison, who had 11 last week against Penn State. We mentioned he's been... The last three games, he was targeted 42 times.
I think that's enough if you're an Ohio State guy. Target him all day.
Jaden Fielding with the kick in the air. Chimray DK waits for it. He'll catch at the goal line. Right side 5 to the 10. DK to the 15 across the 20-yard line, 25-yard line. And DK forced out of bounds at about the 26-yard line to the far side. Gabe Powers down there in kick coverage, and that's where the Badgers will begin at their own 26.
Yeah, and you're just trying to figure out, okay, if you're Phil Longo, what can we do here? Because Braylon Allen's got 5 carries, 25 yards. He's put it on the turf a couple of times already, one of them that we've lost. And Braden Locke is at 1-for-7. Now, the 1-for-7, yeah, it's not ideal, obviously, 5 yards. But he's thrown a couple of balls that should have been caught as well. So I think I like the idea of taking big shots, especially on first down, where you're going to get one-on-one coverage out on the edge.
Jackson Aker in at running back right now. Will Pauling slot right, loops in motion to the left. Locke back to throw. Heavy pressure. Got away from Ransom, and Locke throws it away, and that's a big-time incomplete pass. He avoided the sack from the blitzing safety, Lathan Ransom.
The quarterback was outside the pocket. The ball made it past the line of gain.
That's a terrific play by Braden Locke.
I just said 1 for 7. Well, that eighth throw, even though it was out of bounds and incomplete, had disaster written all over it. A free runner to the quarterback. He was able to get out of it and settle for another opportunity.
Second down and 10, and a swing pass caught by Jackson Aker, left side. Works his way up to the 30-yard line. Sonny Styles over there to make the tackle for Ohio State. The gain of 4, and it's third down and 6 for Wisconsin.
And I got Trey Wettig in at right guard here. He was a part of that first play. That was just a nice, easy, let's get a throw, let's pick up some positive yardage, get the ball out of your hand, get it to Jackson Aker, let him do something, and you set up a 3rd and 6 here.
Empty backfield. Aker was wide left, now motions into the backfield. Three receivers right, one on the left, snap the lock, 4-man rush, lock looking, throwing right side, that's caught by Bryson Green, bumps off of Denzel Burke, and then is driven back by the linebacker, Tommy Eichenberg, who drives Green out of bounds. With a little bit of authority, progress stopped at the 33 of Wisconsin, 4th down and 3 for the Badgers with 9.5 minutes left in the second quarter, and Wisconsin is forced to punt.
He is a load to get down. Two or three Buckeyes trying to, and then I would have liked to. Listen, I don't love the late hits off the sideline. That was an extra unnecessary shove, but I can live with the no call there.
Jaden Ballard is deep. Line of scrimmage, the 33 of Wisconsin on 4th down and 3. Snap to Bertram, steps up, and the kick is away. And Ballard signals for the fair catch, and he'll make it to the 22-yard line in Ohio State territory. That was a 45-yard punt from Atticus Bertrams. Build your career at Cleary Building Corp. We are committed to your success because people are what we value most. Visit careers at Cleary.com today. We'll step aside. 8:53 left in the first half. Ohio State 10, Wisconsin nothing. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Amory Discount Liquor has the best selection of all alcoholic beverages, all for a great low price. Save now on new Glarus products, Bud Light, Miller Lite, Busch Light, and more. If beer isn't your choice, don't worry. Shop their selection of whiskeys, rums, wines, seltzers, and other options. And while you're shopping, check out their new selection of Lipton Hard Iced Tea and Hard Mountain Dew. Amory Discount Liquor, located on the south side of Amory at 1020 River Place Mall, open 9 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Disabled or an elderly Medicare beneficiary with questions about Part D prescription benefits? The Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline is here for you. Ask about saving money on your Part D premium, deductible, and co-pays. Call the Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline anytime. 1-800-926-4862. 1-800-926-4862. Medicare's annual open enrollment runs October 15th through December 7th.
Hey folks, Matza Matt for Brewpub, lots of matza pizza. Halloween is right around the corner, and while you're putting your finishing touches on making your princess look cute, or your superhero a world protector, a delicious Brewpub, lots of matza pizza should be in the oven. So much award-winning moonlit mozzarella cheese, it's scary.
Boo.
Premium meat and veggie toppings that'll make you scream. Plus, a bold, delicious sauce that even Count Dracula loves. Wait, is that sauce on your chin, or... Snag a Brewpub pizza today from the grocery store for a spooktacular time.
We want to thank tonight's game sponsor, Medea Midwest, proud supporter of Wisconsin football. Medea Midwest, your local ductless solutions provider. 8:53 left of the first quarter. It's 10-0. Ohio State leading Wisconsin. The Badgers with just 37 yards of offense and 1 first down. Ohio State 170 yards of offense, and then the touchdown that last possession, the McCord connection with Marvin Harrison Jr.
Yeah, we knew it was going to be tough sledding. I think you thought offensively you could get Braylon going a little bit, and you know the first couple carries you did, and you know, unfortunately put one on the turf and ended up giving up points the other way. So when you play a team that's as good as Ohio State, and Ohio State's really good, they're favored here for a reason. You can't play sloppy football, and penalties, a couple of drops, all of those things compound each other, and you're never going to play a perfect football game, but you need to be a lot cleaner than what Wisconsin has been so far in this first half.
And in the midst of being clean defensively, if you could get a turnover here, knock it loose, get a pick, whatever, Get yourself in business. McCord on first down. They'll hand it to Xavier Johnson. In around to the left across the 25-yard line, and he is thrown forward up near the 30-yard line and a gain of eight. Third time they've run that little end-around action with Xavier Johnson. And it's second down and two-plus change for Ohio State.
Yeah, that's how you kind of combat some of that safety off-the-edge stuff, is where you can run that and force your players to kind of stay home and manipulate with the eyes. Plus, he's got great speed. So you add a lot of pressure to your defense. You want to make Wisconsin play all 53 and a third yards.
That three safety look again. Hunter Waller at linebacker depth on second down. Here's the handoff. Chip Traynham over the left side. He'll get the first down. He was hit by Jordan Turner, the linebacker, but Traynham still gets the first down up to the 34-yard line, Ohio State territory. 8:04 left in the half, 10-0 Ohio State.
And that's why you see that fake clap and some of the cadence stuff, is to get an idea. Wisconsin tipped its hand there. The nose tackle showed that he was going to rock across to the right side. That lets the offensive line know, and that allowed Ohio State to pick up the easy first down.
Ohio State subbing, Wisconsin doing likewise. Marvin Harrison lines up wide to the right. They've got two receivers right, three on the left. And the 34 of Ohio State, snap to McCord, throwing to the left, and it goes right through the legs of Chip Traynham. A low pass went through his hands, went through his legs, incomplete. Second and 10, Ohio State for the Buckeyes' 34-yard line.
Yeah, and that's a break that Wisconsin needs. A little, looks like a little screen set up, and it was actually blocked. Definitely would have been positive yardage. Luckily, he skipped it over to him, and we're sitting here second and 10 rather than a second and 4 or 5.
McCord 8 of 16 for 120 yards, one touchdown, one interception. Tate wide left, Harrison wide right, Johnson slot right. Travion Henderson is the running back from the 34-yard line, Ohio State territory. Second and 10, snap to McCord, fakes the handoff, throws over the middle, and that's caught by Carnell Tate on a dart from McCord. For Kureen on the tackle at the 48-yard line of Ohio State. First down for the Buckeyes.
A nice throw, just a little slant route inside, and really good coverage by Wisconsin, but a well-thrown football and strong hands, because that was contested through the catch, but he was able to come down with it.
7:09 left in the half. First and 10, Ohio State at its own 48-yard line. 10-0 the Buckeyes. Harrison wide right, Tate and Johnson to the left. McCord in the shotgun. Johnson loops in motion left to right. They fake the end around. McCord back to throw. Shuffles left, throws left. That is caught by Travion Henderson. Makes one man miss. And finally driven down by Rodas Johnson and Jake Cheney at the 47-yard line of Wisconsin. Make it the 46 of Wisconsin. Second down and 4.
Yeah, they're going to take that underneath stuff. I'd love to see the tackle made right there, but you didn't. But what I love, defensive linemen when they chase and hustle and get rewarded with tackles. Cheney with a nice job, but Rodas Johnson sprinting from down line, down the field here to make that stop.
Ohio State will stay empty, and now they'll shift out of it. They'll put Henderson in the backfield. McCord under center, double wide to the right. Tate is wide. Harrison in the slot. McCord takes, handoff Henderson up the middle, 45. Henderson down near the 40 of Wisconsin. The outside linebacker, Caden Johnson, on the stop. First down, Ohio State. As the Buckeyes establishing control of this game. Ball at the 39-yard line, Wisconsin territory.
Yeah, they decided, you know, we're not going to get away from maybe a little of this shotgun and all this stuff. We're going to get old school, two tights, under center, and just run a basic zone play, and they did it well.
They'll motion Harrison right to left on first and 10. Back into the shotgun is Kyle McCord.
Flinching.
And a little flinch up front. Penalty marker flies. False start coming up against the Buckeyes. Here's the call.
False start. Offense, number 88. 5-yard penalty. Third down.
It's first down, actually. G. Scott is the tight end. I'm all for third down.
Third and 15 sounds a heck of a lot better than first and 15. But Wisconsin's shuffling around a little bit, because right now you always are hoping that the energy will cause these false starts. But you need to see Ohio State is in that rhythm, running the football, doing what they want. Got to get them out of it. And maybe this will be a spark, just getting a 5-yard penalty, putting them in a little tougher spot.
On average, Ohio State gets hit with about 52.5 yards worth of penalties every game. For the 44 of Wisconsin, first down at 15. McCord takes a shotgun snap, four-man rush. McCord with time, fires over the middle, picked off Ricardo Holman. 30, 35, 40. Holman up near midfield. Rico strikes again.
What a play. What a needed play. And again, it sets up that it's a 5-yard penalty. Ohio State has to do something. And Hallman just said, you know what? He read it. Patrick is talking about studying film. He reads the route, comes off, and jumps, attacks the football. Beautiful play. And man, did we need it.
In a big, big way. We'll take a break. 5:09 left in the half. Ohio State 10, Wisconsin nothing. Back in 1 minute. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
What does it mean to be locally owned and operated? For Cenex, it means everything. It means that we know if you take your coffee to go or if you like to stay a while. It means we've helped little leagues get jerseys and local festivals get funding. It means we know what our communities need. So you'll always leave Cenex with a full tank, full of snacks, or full of smiles. Or all of the above. And that means the world to us. Cenex, powered locally.
Wisconsin football brought to you in part by Construction Business Group, operating engineers and contractors teaming up to build Wisconsin together. Learn more at buildingwisconsintogether.com. Fifth interception of this season for Ricardo Hallman, and the Badgers will start at their 48-yard line. 5:09 left in the half, Ohio State 10, Wisconsin nothing.
What a play, and I think there was a little bit of pressure there, but that's just a bad throw, and I think one of the things, you have great players, you want to get them the football. And Matt, you talked about how many targets they've given Marvin Harrison Jr. Well, Wisconsin knows that too. And Hallman did a great job of keeping his eyes on where the quarterback was going. And you know what? He shot his shot. He saw that it was thrown, and he jumped it, went and made a play, and then had a nice return. And this thing was starting to get away from us a little bit. Down 10, and you needed a big play from one of your big-time players. And Hallman did it there, and you set your team up here with a short field with 5:09 left to try and cut this deficit before the half.
Patrick.
Unfortunately, Rico Hallman just went in the injury tent, and we'll see if there's anything serious with that. Kamoi Latu has also missed the last few drives. He's active and still up, but he's being bothered a little bit by a right leg injury.
I didn't want to put that news. I was hoping Patrick would hold off on that, because I saw that. It looked like his lower injury. Hopefully he's going to be all right, because, man, what a play. And he has been shutting down, but he's made a few plays on number 18 for Ohio State.
All right. We'll keep you advised on the status as we move forward. Braylon Allen in the game right now. Bryson Green wide to the right. Skyler Bell out there as well. Jim Ray DK to the left. Snap the lock. He'll hand to Braylon. Room up the middle across midfield. Up the left hash marks inside the 45. Covered up near the 43 of Ohio State. Gain of about 9 for Braylon Allen. Make it 8. They'll mark at the 44. Badgers get back on the ball. Two receivers right, one on the left. Second down and 2. Snap the lock. He'll give it to Allen again, and he got hit right away by Michael Hall, the defensive tackle. No gain on the play. And it's 3rd down and 2 at the 44 of Ohio State. The clock has stopped.
Offside. Defense, number 44, lined up in a neutral zone. That 5-yard penalty will result in the first down.
I didn't even see the flag. Not complaining, though. 1st down, Wisconsin.
Yeah, it's a lot easier to get in the backfield to make a play in there if you're offside. That just lined up in the neutral zone. I love that they call that, because they're letting these guys get off, cheat a little bit. But there was a nice job. The guys up front on the play before, great push. Now we finally got a 1st down. Let's keep it moving.
Ball at the 39-yard line of Ohio State. 1st and 10. Pauling goes in motion. They fake the end around. Lock in trouble. Down he goes. Jordan Hancock out of the secondary. Gets to the quarterback. And that is a big-time loss out near midfield. 2nd down and long coming up.
Yeah, Ohio State brought pressure. And the shotgun set a little bit of a flutter to it. And Ohio State brought the house and made it really difficult for Braden Locke, and they ended up getting down around his ankles. fooled Riley Malman a little bit. He went down, tried to kick back out to get a body on a blitzer, and was unable to do it.
Second out and 21 from the 50. 4 minutes left in the half. 10-0 Ohio State. Locke calls for the ball, gets a snap. Quick shot left side, caught by C.J. Williams, who was bumped out of bounds by Igbinosin near the 41-yard line of the near side. Ohio State territory. They'll place at the 42. So it's still third down and 13 for Wisconsin. Lots of work to do here for the Badgers. 3:40 and counting left in the first half. Badgers trying to capitalize on the Ricardo Holman interception. Green, Bell, and Pauling come out wide to the right. C.J. Williams to the left. Braylon Allen, the running back. Third down and 13, Wisconsin at the Ohio State 42-yard line. Lock in the gun, takes a snap, pressure coming. Lock looking, throws over the middle, and that's caught by Pauley inside the 25 and brought down at the 23-yard line of Ohio State. Terrific protection for Lock, and he delivered a fastball for the first down.
Yeah, you said it, and Braylon Allen, there is a blitzer coming off of Wisconsin's left side. The O-line did a nice job, but Braylon put his nose in there and rocketed the blitzer off that allowed Locke to step up and deliver a strike to Paul.
With the 23 of Ohio State, first and 10, Locke hands off to Allen, picks his way off the left side, makes a man miss outside the numbers, inside the 20-yard line, barrels his way to the 16 of Ohio State. Igbinosin slowed him down, but Braylon Allen barrels his way for 7 yards, and the Badgers are into the Case IH red zone. Visit caseih.com/Badgers.
Fertney, right guard, did a beautiful job of pulling and getting up on that next level to give Allen a little bit of room.
Second and 3 at the Ohio State 16. Locke will give it to, or fakes the handoff, rolls right, throws right, rolling catch made by Skyler Bell at the 11-yard line. First down, Wisconsin. Coverage from Josh Proctor. 2:10 left in the half. 10-0 Ohio State. But the Badgers with by far their most serious threat of the game.
Really good ball handling there by Braden Locke. It looked like he had handed it off, and Ohio State's defensive end came screaming down. Locke gets outside of the pocket and delivers a strike for the first down.
The officials step in.
The ruling on the field of a completed catch is under further review.
All right, we'll take a look. Game clock showing a minute 48 left in the first half. 10-0. Ohio State's leading Wisconsin as we have a replay review on the field. Declared a catch at the 11-yard line of Ohio State. Skyler Bell, did he maintain it? And that is really close. They called it a catch on the field. You need indisputable video evidence, and it started to go off his shoulder. Did he keep his hand under the football as he was rolling to the turf? After complete the process of the catch, the ground may very well have helped him there.
I don't think this is going to go well.
While they review, Patrick, what do you have on Ricardo Holman?
Well, good news. He popped out of the tent, grimacing a little bit, we'll say, but he's good to go. He's up for this game. The downside is now Chimray DK is in the tent.
The ruling of a field of a catch stands.
I'm not complaining.
Yeah, I thought I had figured out what is a catch and what isn't. Maybe
no
before
idea.
The ball rolled out of his hands. He did catch it, but he didn't go all the way to the ground. But we will take it and move on. That was a very fortunate non-flip, I guess, if you want to call it that way.
Works for me.
Yeah,
minute 48 left in the half. 10-0 Ohio State. First and 10 Wisconsin at the OSU 11-yard line. Two receivers left, one on the right. Locke takes handoff. Braylon Allen inside the 10. Allen inside the 5. Allen down to the 2-yard line. Braylon Allen running with violence. Second down and 1 at the 2 with a minute 25 left in the half.
Oh, I love Joe Huber just pancake. Pulled from his left guard spot, got up and pancake. Braylon ran right on his hips. Right behind him, and Joe Huber just laid his man out.
Allen to the left of the quarterback. Braden Locke in the shotgun on second down and 1. Snap to Locke. Hand off Allen. Crashes off the right side of the line and gets inside the 1. That'll be a first down. So it'll be a first and goal for Wisconsin. Clock stops 1:02 left in the first half. As it is first and goal for the Badgers. 1 minute and counting left to the break. Badgers get their personnel organized. And Locke will go under his center, Tanner Bordellini. Snap the lock and a throw left side. Bell caught it. Touchdown, Wisconsin. Braden Locke to Skylar Bell. Game on in Madison.
Just a simple, obviously everybody at Ohio State is thinking they're going to run the football. Skylar Bell, he had a couple guys out there. Just a quick, easy flash screen out. Skylar Bell, let's make sure his knee doesn't touch.
Uh-oh.
I don't like that.
Can't say I do either.
Kick it quick.
I think we're going to go. You know, the play clock was winding all the way down. They got to reset that. Now they're going to, they will review.
This one I
on
feel.
The field of a touchdown is under further review.
Yeah, the left knee hit the ground.
Yeah. Maybe it was juggling it. I like the play call. It was obviously, you know, drawn up properly. And yeah, Skylar Bell, we've seen him not catch it cleanly a couple times. And here is just he wanted to make sure to secure the catch. And I think that left knee grazed the turf. And I think we're going to be sitting here on the 2 or 3 yard
line. Yeah, it's going to be a loss. So it will likely end up being a second and goal at the 2.
We typically, if things don't look great, do we still play it on our Jumbotron, or is that I thought we kind of tried to hide that stuff if we could.
Yeah, we're giving it a pretty long look here, but there's not a lot of optimism here in the old Badger.
Yeah, but we were wrong on the last one. I'll be wrong again. Yeah. Is there a notepad coming out? We always look for the notepad to see.
Yeah,
I think we all know. I think even Luke Fickell, it looks like they're sending the O-line back out.
Here we go.
The ruling on the field is when the receiver recovered the ball, his knee was down, and the ball's at the 1.5-yard line. It will be second and goal at the 1.5-yard line. The clock will start on my wine.
Well, look at it this way. They can burn more time off the clock.
Look at
a little double dip opportunity
half glass
right
full
here.
Deal, huh?
Yeah. Game clock right now at 43 seconds left in the half. 10-0 Ohio State, second and goal. And as you heard from our referee, Larry Smith, the ball's at the 1.5. Fickell getting the explanation from not one, not two, not three, but four of the officials, including the white hat, the referee, Larry Smith.
Yeah, and we're not in a rush here. Obviously, you've got to make sure you don't let that deflation of the touchdown and all that kind of get you reset. All right, what are we going to do here? It's second and goal. You're at the 1.5, and like you said, Matt, 43 seconds. You don't want to give Ohio State any time, so no panic. You're not in any rush here. Dial up your best play and execute it.
This is a long conversation with Wisconsin's head coach, and now we're ready to
live ball. There's a 10-second subtraction. Wisconsin has chosen not to use a timeout. Therefore, the clock will go from 46 to 36, and it will start on my signal.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Fickell has all three of his timeouts. If it feels like he needs to burn them here, he's still got 36 seconds left in the half. You want to score with as little time. You take it any way you can get it, but if you can burn some extra time, do just that.
Mm-hmm.
So here we go, second and goal, 1.5 yards away. Double wide to the right, Locke in the shotgun. Braylon Allen to the right of the quarterback. Two tight ends set. Ashcraft motions to the left. Locke takes handoff. Allen off the left side. Not there yet. At the 1-yard line, that's it. It'll be third down and goal, and now a timeout is taken.
Injured.
It's their outstanding defensive lineman, JT Tuimoloau. Well, that is That is potentially very big. This guy is just terrific. Junior out of Edgewood, Washington, while they look at him. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger football from Learfield.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Tui Moloau was in on the hit, and then he collided with Jack Sawyer, his fellow defensive lineman, and that's what has caused the problem for Tui Moloau. His injury timeout, the ball is still about a yard and a half away from the end zone with 22 seconds left in the half, 10-0 Ohio State. Terrific defensive end is on his feet, but still hunched over. And is